I'm sitting in Bnei Brak. I'm here, Baruch Hashem, for a family simcha. This evening my granddaughter is going to have chasna, Yitzhak Hashem. And we're here, Baruch Hashem, that we made it. And the truth is that at the moment, I'm feeling a little bit like a chosn. Now, what do I mean that I'm feeling like a chosn? I'll be masbir that to you. That's a shoftim dekesugya. I'm looking at the Oche HaMilchoma, and it's very, very interesting. A couple of weeks back, we spoke about the shifts in the Torah, especially in Devarim, shifts from Loshen Rabim to Loshen Yochid, from Loshen Yochid to Loshen Rabim. Very, very difficult sometimes to be oimed exactly on the system that is being used. Here, by the Oche HaMilchoma, it's very, very interesting. Let's read the psukim a little bit, and you'll see what I mean. Ki seitzei l'milchomo aloi vecho, that's perichof in Shoftim. Ki seitzei l'milchomo aloi vecho, v'ro iso susvo rechef am rov mimcho, lo siro mehem, ki Hashem elokecho imoch hamalcho me'eretz Mitzrayim. Moira dikazach. This is where there is the loisase of being scared in a milchama. If anybody, Rahman al-Islam, is in an army and there's a war going on and he's totally outgunned and outnumbered by the opposing forces, so he's not allowed to be afraid. It's a lav in the Torah, not allowed to be afraid. Difficult mitzvah to be mekayim, I'm sure. But as I said, but very, very interesting is that this posuk is beloshan yochet. No, we talked enough about that this couple of weeks ago, that here's Zicher, we're talking about Klal Yisrael, we're not talking about the individual. Let's figure that out just once more to make it completely clear. Ki seitzei la milchomo aloi vecho. It's not the individual doesn't go out to wage war, it's the army. So ki seitzei la milchomo aloi vecho v'ro iso, and you will see loshen yochet, sus v'rechev am rav mimcho lo siro mehem. Don't be afraid. Now he's talking about the Rebbeinu Shleilem, who took us out of Mitzrayim. Now if we're talking about the Rebbeinu Shleilem, who took us out of Mitzrayim, Rebbeinu Shleilem didn't take the Yochid out of Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shleilem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So the Rebbeinu Shleilem is addressing over here Klal Yisrael, but he's addressing them as one guf in the singular, which means that the Issa to be afraid by the Milchama is said to Klal Yisrael as one body. That means, look, you have to understand that your individuality has to fuse into being a part of Klal Yisrael, and therefore I can talk to you in Loshen Yochid, even though I'm talking to another million people also in Loshen Yochid, meaning that all of you lose your individuality in the Klolius of Klal Yisrael. That's a very interesting Mahalach, and that you see constantly when it talks about Milchama, it's always talking Bildoshan Yochet. Next week, Kiseitse la Milchama Alevecha, Gain Loshan Yochet. It's the whole of the army, the whole of Klal Yisrael being addressed as one single body. And even a parsha like the Yifas Toya. Now that's not the army seeing that Yifas Toya, it's the individual soldier seeing the Yifas Toya. Very, very interesting over here how the Loshen Yochet slips from the tzibur to the individual, and it's talking to him about what he has dinim with the Yifas Toya. Very interesting. I would have thought that there already, it's the individual who's enamored of this Geisha woman. On the other hand, I think that it's ganz musbe that it talks beloshen yochid over there, because it seems to me the emphasis you have the loshen of the Ramban later on also. I think I forget now whether it's the end of Shoftim or Kiseitze. That Kiseitze milchamo alavecha that the shmato mikol davarah. that Ramban says of it, there was a mim in the Shmata Megal Dovara, that the Torah is mazir us, that we're not supposed to do aveiros, we have to carry ourselves like decent people. And what does the Ramban say over there? He says, because Hayosha Mipnei Odom, even a person who's completely Yosha, if you're going to put him in an army and you're going to put a gun in his hands, he loses his sense of propriety. He loses his sense of Menschlichkeit. That's just part of being a part of a crowd of soldiers. Hayosha Mipnei Odom. I don't have the Ramban in front of me, but I think that's the Lashon. Hayosha Mipnei Odom. You put him into the army, somehow he loses his sense of propriety. So Mimele by the Yefas Toya, even though Lechayra, you'd say that even Staman Elechayid, but Achmen Kedoshe Elyan, also the Mutter by Yefas Toya, David HaMelech took Yefas Toya. The terrors is that the Torah says that when you're part of an army, Adarabba, you've lost your identity in the crowd, and Mimele, you are in a matzah that you would do something which perhaps as an individual, if you were sitting at the home and or going to the Beis HaMedrash and sitting there and functioning as an individual, you would not have done. Very, very interesting. I call upon him, the Torah looks upon the army as an achida, as a something which is one block. So it becomes all the more interesting over here in Shoftim that after you have this first pasuk which we read before again, ki seitzela milchamo aloivecho v'roiso sus v'rechav amrav mimcho loisiro mehem ki Hashem elakecho imarcha malcho me'eretz Mitzrayim. So we're talking about Loshen Yochid. So then it goes on. V'hoyo kekorov chem el hamilchamo. Suddenly the Loshen Rabbim. Now, that's very interesting. He's talking to the but the pasuk addresses itself to each individual in that Aleim, listen to this. Shema Yisrael, atem kerovim hayom lamilchamo al oivechem, al yerach levavachem, al tiruv, al tachbezuv, al tarzuv. Mipnehem. That's so interesting. I davened shachris this morning, and I said Shema. What did I say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho b'chol levavcho. So, by Shema Yisrael, what's he saying? Interesting. Hashem Elokeinu in the Loshon Rabbim, but then v'ohavto es Hashem Elokecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho b'chol ma'idecho. It's why they're talking to the tzibur Beloshon Yochid. The Elokeinu, very, very interesting. The Pashtus is that the Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim, you have to do as an individual. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, but we have to, it's still talking to Yisrael. So it's talking Loshon Yochid. Here suddenly, the audience becomes individuals. V'hoyo k'korof chemel ha-milchomo. V'nigash ha-kohen v'dibel ha-om v'omu aleim shema Yisrael atem karevim hayom la-milchomo ha-levechem al yerach levavachem. What did we say earlier? Ki seitzei la-milchomo ha-levechem v'ro'is osus v'orechav amrav memcho lo'isiro mehem in the Loshon Yochid. And now suddenly we come what? Va'omer aleim Shema Yisrael atem kerevim hayom la'milchomo al oivechem al yerach levavchem al tiru v'al tachpezu al tarzu mipnehem. Everything in Loshon Rabbim. Ki Hashem Elokecho ha'olech imochem lilochem lochem im oivechem la'ishia eschem. I thought everything is going be Loshon Yochid. Ki seitzei la'milchomo al oivecho. The Teretz is fear can make all of us into poor soldiers. It can make all of us feeling as individuals. When we start shivering and we start hearing the shooting and we see bombs flying, Rachmona Litzlan. So the Torah seems to recognize that we all become yechidim. And so, although the general mitzvah with which we started before, v'ro'iso sus v'rechav amrav memcho lo siro mehem, ki Hashem elokecho imoch, that's the theory. But in practice, now we have to tell that to each individual. How can you be the kind of person who blends so completely into the Rabbim so that you're not going to be afraid because you're part of that Rabbim? So how do we accomplish that? That we talk to each individual and say, listen, I know you're scared, it is scary, and it's horribly scary, but I can demand this of you. I can demand of you, al yirach levavchem, al tiro, al tachbuzu, al tatzum ipnehem. Why? Ki Hashem elokechem, ahoylech imochem. You can be goyver on yourself. You can make yourself that you shouldn't be afraid. Then comes the ochra milchama. V'dibu ha-shoytchem elo'om le'mo, mi yo isha shabon abayis, mi yo isha shanot ha-korem, mi isha sha'eras isha. They're all allowed to go home. Why are they allowed to go home? Rashi says because if they get, God forbid, if they get killed, it's a especially terribly great tragedy. Others say that really, it really goes into the klal of later on, mi yo'isha yorev racha levav, that he has to go home because he's going to make everybody else afraid also. So maybe the Torah is afraid that these people will also make everybody afraid. Because why? Because the pshat is like this. In the context in which we're talking now, we can see very well what's going on over here. Because each of these people is very much involved in something which has taken over his life. He's either a bono bayez, or he's a nota korem, or he's an eras ishal. So that's become the entire focus of his living recently. You don't build a house in a day, you don't be notea kerem in a day. Most of us know you're not an ishal in a day. It takes time, and it's a very, very self-centered process. It's a process by which we stand very, very much in our own consciousness. And so, therefore, the Torah was Megale like this. The Torah was Megale that I'm making terrific demands on the Yochid. I'm making demands on the Yochid not to be afraid. And meaning, as we saw by juxtaposing the two psukim, the earlier one which ushers fear and the latter one which ushers fear, the one in the Loshen Yochid and the other in the Loshen Rabbim, is that the demands are that the Yochid be strong enough in himself to be able to blend into the Tzibur and therefore have that sense of confidence which comes with being a chelek of Klal Yisrael in Loshen Yochid. But what the Torah is saying over here is that from these people you can't expect it. That's what seems to be going on over here. They cannot conquer their fear. Because what's the idea over here? You've got your identity as being part of Klal Yisrael Beloshen Yochet. So each soldier is being told, look, I know you're scared as an individual, but you can conquer that fear. Soldiers can conquer their fear. Aber, sagt die Teure, there are three titters among you who I don't think can conquer their fear. That's the Bonobais, that's the Nota Korem, and that's the Eras Isha. And therefore I can't demand of themselves that they should lose themselves into the Rabbim, because in their whole activities in the past few months or whatever it is, they've been very, very much self-centered. That's what's going on over here. Now, Mimele, there's a very, very interesting Yesoidus over here, which we should talk out. Because everybody knows that the Rambam here, I've got the Lashon of Rambam on the computer over here. Oh, b'med vorem amurim shemachzirim anoshim elu me'ocha ha-milchoma. These people, the three people, the Bona Bayis, the Nota Korem, and the Eras Isha, is b'med vorem amurim shemachzirim anoshim elu me'ocha ha-milchoma b'mechemes ha-roshos. Avo b'mechemes mitzvah ha-koil yoitzem. Very, very interesting. Why doesn't it say Afilu Abono Bayez or Afilu Nota Korem? And the pshat is because the peak of privacy, the peak of self-absorption, that you taka have to function as a yochid. Your husband is going to tell his wife, they just got married, and says, well, you know, I'm part of Klal Yisrael Beloshen Yochid, and I always see you only as a very small prat in my life, or something like that. That's not being a good husband. That he's taka got to relate to her as though he and she were the only people in the world, Keilah. So therefore, that's what the Moshul is given. That by Mechemes Mitzvah, the Chiyuv to blend into the Rabbim is so overpowering. That Chiyuv is such an enormously strong Chiyuv, that Memele, they have to go into the Mechoma, there's no puttering them. So what do you mean? I'm a chosen, I only just got married, I don't make me go to the war now. The Targum says, Mr. Chelek of Klal Yisrael, if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, you have to go. That's Moyodik in the Welt. And even more interesting, at the same light, because it tells us a little bit about what the way we live our lives ought to be. It's not the din is like this. It's the halacha of the Noki Yiel Abesai. That din is such an interesting halacha. Let's see if I can quickly find it in the Rambam. Oh, ve'elu she'ein yoytzen le'oche ha'milchoma kol ikka. Now there are some people who, not like the three people whom we've been dealing with till now, the Bonobayas and the Notakorem and Eras Isha, they have to go to the army. Then they get sent home. But ve'elu she'ein yoytzen le'oche ha'milchoma kol ikka. They don't even have to go lechatchila. Ve'ein matrichen oysom le'shum dova ba'olam. You don't bother them, a key who's there. No, you don't have to come out to go and be sent home again. No, you could stay home in the first case. What's that? Haboine bayis v'chincha. If he built a house and he was mechanechet, now he's living in his brand new house. We're not going to make him go into the army. Oh, v'hanoise arusosa, oshiyibem. Umishachilel kame. The noise arusosa, he got married after the chasna. After the chasna, erus and nesuin, for a year, noki yelebesa. He doesn't even have to go out. The pshat is like this, because now, you see, that's very interesting. The Orgos, I'll come in a moment to explain why I said before at the beginning of the shir that I feel like a chosn. I'll tell you in a moment what I meant. But the vort is like this. You see over here that there's a sort of an in-between stage. Very, very interesting. Let's stick to the chosn, let's say. He has to go. He has to go to the army. He has to go and he has to go and he has to say goodbye to his arusa and he has to go to the army. Then comes the Kohen Mashiach Melchama and he tells them what he has to tell them, and then they announce that this guy should go home. Yeah, because Yoshev Yelech Lebeisai. After he's married, he doesn't even have to go in the first place. No ki Yelebeisai, ein matrichen oisai l'shum dova b'oilam. You're not matriach him at all. The trial is like this because there, he is a yochet. That's the chiddush of the first year. It's for all potential chassanim, if there are any of them listening over here. That's a moir de gezach. In other words, what are we being taught over here about marriage? What are we being talked about the shana reshina? What does that mean? You know, I think that maybe sometimes this Shona Rishona deal is maybe sometimes, I think, misinterpreted. But a lot of times you come, your brand new husbands come over, and they say, should they go to Night Koiler? Shouldn't they go to Night Koiler? The Shona Rishona, maybe you should stay home, Simach as Ishtar. That's the Shaila. So the Emes is, those of you whom we know personally, we've had these discussions before, you know, my shitta is always very strongly, Bichlal, you shouldn't go to Night Koilel, you should learn at home, don't think it's fair to keep your wives alone at night, the whole day she works to make panosa, and then at night, let's have the nachas at least of your being home and learning at home with the chavusa. But that's another story. But I'll call upon him, I'm not so sure the way we see the halacha developing over here, I'm not so sure that it would be applicable to go to Koilel. Let's say already to Lagava going to Koilel. Let's say already that your decision is, all right, you do go to Night Koilel. You can't learn at home, so you've got to go to Night Koilel. Okay, yeah, one can understand that. Oh, but is it going to affect the Shana Rishina? So it may not, because I think that din, at least Meikrai, where the Shana Rishina applies, is over here by the soldiers. So there the vort is like this, that you don't have it in you to become a chelek of Klal Yisrael in such a way that you blend into the Am Yisrael in such a way that it would be justified to talk to this whole army and Beloshen Yochet. You don't have b'kayach to do that. You don't have the chiyuv to do that. Your chiyuv is not to be part of the crowd. Your chiyuv is to be an individual. And the first year of life, of after you get married, you're supposed to recognize yourself, recognize your wife, learn to blend with one another, learn to establish that new identity which defines both of you in terms of the other one. And therefore your avoider now is not to become lost in the crowd. Your avoider is not to be part of an army that one can talk about Beloshen Yochid. But whoever talked to a Kohen Beloshen Yochid, everybody's a Yochid, everybody stands away and learns in his own Kohen. So, you can't learn in the Kohen at night, why not? There's no halacha in the first year that you have to sit there and talk to your wife the whole time. Oh, you got to ask her off. But be'etzem, I've got my sekers whether it applies bichlal, I mean whether the shaila is a justified kind of shaila. I'm not so sure that it is. About kol ponim, what we see over here is like this, that how the Torah looks at married life. The Torah looks at married life that in the shana v'shana, your hanhoga, the way you look upon yourself, the way you are, is not like the pshat that I am a seamless chelek of a klal, but often that I would be in place when that klal is looked upon beloshen yochid. No, I'm talking out. I'm supposed to be now to be madgish my individuality. I'm supposed to be madgish who I am, not who I am as a chelek of everybody else. But I'm supposed to be madgish who I am. Let my wife find that out. Let me find out who she is. Let's find out about each other, how we're going to blend in with each other. That is the avoider of the first year. But that is an avoider which, what does it have as its goal? It has as its goal that once that year is over, so there's no halacha anymore of noki yir lebesa. Now I'm stuck as supposed to be the kind of person who can go out of the house and who can blend into the tzibur in such a way that it should be yitochen, that I too should be a part of that tzibur in such a way that it would be justified to address that tzibur beloshen yochid. Very, very, very interesting what's going on over here. But I think the most interesting is the chos. That means he's the one who was eras isha v'loy lekocha, because that's a strange halacha. He has to go out and then we send him back. What's going on there? See, I can understand the fellow who's not meuras. So there's no reason for you to be madgish your individuality now, so you have to go to the army, and once you're in the army, you are blended into the tzibur, you're blended into the rabbim, and mimele I can address you beloshen yochid. That I understand the shon reshoinenek. The shon reshoinenek, his avoider is very clearly now, be a yochid, don't blend with anybody. The only person you have to blend with is your wife. And therefore, noki yelebesa. We're not matriachim the shum dover. He doesn't even go out. He doesn't have to register. He doesn't have to go, and he doesn't get a uniform. He doesn't get anything. He stays home. Noki yelebesa. Later on, weiter can understand. Yeah, after the first year, okay, now during that year you had the chance to work out your individuality. You had the chance to find out who you are. You had the chance to find out who your wife is. Now it's time, if there's a tzayra rachman el islam, to go out to the ochem milchama. And again, to stress what we saw before, that even when you are the kind of person who L'chor should be working. I didn't see Beferish in the Rama. I don't know whether it says it. And I don't know what the halacha is. Maybe it's a Mefurash halacha. I just don't know. What the din is by Milchemes Mitzvah in the Shana Rishina. The Rambam brings it only Legabe, the person who Achoizrim from the Ochem Milchama. The ones whom we send back. So he says by Shana, by Milchemes Mitzvah, you don't send them back. What's during the Shana Rishina? I don't know. But I'll call upon him, That's what's going on over here. So what is Taka the Pshat? How do we understand what happens? What does the halacha want from the one who's Eras Isha V'loy Lekocha? What does the halacha want from him? You go out to the army and you stand there on parade with all of the others, and then they call out Amir Isha, She'eras Isha, and you say goodbye and you go back home. So I mean, Meikoro Maikosova, Lipsoi Maikosova, why do you bring him if you're going to send him home anyway? The Torah is weist ois that that's the Meshula Dike Chinuch Dike Zer. The truth is that before the Lekocha, before he takes her, he really doesn't have that avoider yet. Get to know your wife. You're not supposed to get your wife when before you Lekocha. Yeah, you get engaged and very nice and you have a lechaim, whatever it is. But you're still a bacha. And the amount of getting to know each other during that period, you have to be very, very careful. Not smuchach that you should get to know her so very well, or that she should get to know you so very well. That comes afterwards. So now, what are you now? So it seems to be, to me, that the halacha is being kaveya, that what is he now? So the halacha is being kaveya, that what is he? He is one who's be'etzem in the pasha of being able to submerge his identity in everybody else. But the Torah doesn't trust him to do it. We saw before, what's the mahalach over here of this pasha? It starts out b'loshan yochet. How does it start again? Shemai, kiseitzel ha-milchom aloi vecho, v'lo iso susvo vecho, amrav memcho, lasiro mehem, ki Hashem elokecho imoch ha-malcho me'eretz Mitzrayim. So it's b'loshan yochet. So v'hoyo k'chorfen ha-milchomo, v'niga sh'akoyim v'div al-om, v'om aleyem, shema Yisrael, atem k'revim ha-yon ha-milchomo, al-avechem, al-yerach l'vavchem. In other words, I'm demanding of you, Bloshen Rabbim, because I'm talking to each individual, and I'm telling each individual that he is mechuyev to submerge his very, very natural fear, he is mechuyev to submerge that natural fear into a ability to blend into everybody else. Comes again the three who are sent back, and the Torah is saying like this, really, you are included in that what he announced before. And he says, Shema Yisrael, atem kerevim hayom lamilchomo, aloi vechem, al yerg levavechem, al tiru v'tachmasu. You're part of that because you're not yet married. It's loy lekocha. Or you haven't moved into your house yet, or you haven't gone into your kerem yet. So be'emes, you are the kind of person whom I could also ask to submerge his fear, his very understandable fear, but to submerge his fear into the rabbim, which is really the ideal way that the Jewish army should work. So the Rabbi Nisham says, but you know what, there are certain demands which in theory are very, very legitimate, but in practice the Torah is Messiah that they can't. Oh, that's too difficult, too much of a demand to make that they should be able to do that. So then why send them out in the first place? The Torah says, I think that they're getting a Musa, and they're being told, listen, Kinderlach, really you belong here, really you should be part of the army, that is really where you belong, because you don't have that heta yet of the Shona V'Shaina. Oba, Afal Piken, you have to understand that I recognize your weaknesses. And that's the Moichad Gezach. That's a very, very important chinuch lesson. And that's something that it would be smart for all of us to learn. And that is that the Rebbein Shem says, listen, yeah, there are certain things which are so difficult that even though theoretically you are mechuyev to do them, but I understand you well enough to say that I'm not going to ask you to do them. No, so from that you can learn a very important lesson, and that is that where I don't give you that dispensation, where I don't say, look, it's too hard for you and I'm not going to ask you to do it, go home. So there, weist ois, that the Torah says, I can be mechayev you. You see that where the Torah feels that it's reasonable to be weak, the Torah gives you a dispensation. And the Torah says, okay, since you can't avoid being weak over here, it's too hard to demand of you that you should be strong. So Mimele, I patter you, I leave you off the leash. No, aber weißt du euch, that where the Torah does not give that dispensation, so we are able to cope. So these are all very, very interesting yesidus. Now I'm sure you must have been waiting with bated breath. Why I say that I'm a chosn? Because that's always this experience when I have, Baruch Hashem, like I told you at the beginning of the shir, that I'm sitting in Bnei Brak and doing this. So I always have this sort of a contradictory feeling in myself. Am I beloshen yochid together with all these wonderful people who are living here in Eretz Yisrael? And I'm Nebuch Chutznik. Can I blend completely into that society? Or can I not? Halashon sheli lo kol kach shotefet, that's my beautiful phrase, meaning that my language is not too fluent. It's Baruch Hashem, I can manage, but not particularly well. So it's very hard to feel part of the crowd, to feel that I'm an integral part of the crowd in such a way that I could be included in the theoretical concept of addressing this crowd beloshen yochet, that there's a seamless blending over here between me and them. It's difficult to say that that is so completely. On the other hand, I want very much that it should be so. So I'm very much like this chosn, who be'etzem should be able to blend into the crowd, but at the same time, the Torah says, look, I understand that you're really not able to do it. So that's why I feel like that chosn, torn between a wish that I could do it and the sad feeling that maybe I'm not up to it after all. Yetz Hashem, we should all have the same problem when we are all in Eretz Yisrael, and we should all be able to blend into the community.